Hey, everybody. How's everyone feeling? Good? Awesome. Before we get started, I want to ask for a favor. Is that okay? I have a little 360 camera. I want to take a selfie with everybody, if that's okay with everybody. Yeah? Okay. So on a count of three, everybody say, clown. One, two, three. Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Oh, I was recording. Never mind. Let's do this one more time. It was a video. It'll be cool, though, right? Technology. Who gets it? One more time. One, two, three. Clown. Yay. So, like I said, I had a flicker. I'm Nicola. I'm part of the Windows team at Microsoft. In charge of, well, not really in charge, but working on the universal Windows platform and working with developers to make sure that their application have the best experience possible. And I specifically work with community developers, and I work on things like the Adobe Community Toolkit, where I make sure the developers have the tools they need to develop the applications they want, essentially. And I want to talk to you about building specifically today desktop application using the universal Windows platform. You saw this slide in the morning. This is a familiar slide if you know about the Universal Windows platform. But I want to kind of recap this real quick. So what is the Universal Windows platform? It is the next generation Windows development platform for any devices out there that we support. So for example, you can develop an application on the Universal Windows platform. They go all the way from the small devices, like the Raspberry Pi, for example, small IoT devices, the blinkity blinkies. Using the mobile devices like phones, tablets, laptops, PCs like the desktop, gaming consoles like the Xbox, big size computers like the Surface Hub, even devices like such as Leon was talking about, the HoloLens and the mixed reality devices that we have. So it's one platform that spans all these different devices, different types of devices with different types of input modalities. So in order to make this possible, we want to make sure that developers have the tools they need and they have the best developer platform possible. So the Adobe platform supports adaptive user interfaces that allow you to build applications they can adapt depending on where they're running on. If they're running on a mobile device or they're running on the desktop, if they're running on a laptop or they're running on HoloLens, they still have a really good experience because the platform enables you to do that with the controls that we support and the different APIs that we have. We support the different inputs that are available on all these platforms, such as mouse and keyboard that most of you are probably used to, but also new inputs such as the HoloLens, gaze and speech, etc., even inking that we have on the devices as well. You don't have to target different types of devices and build multiple binaries. We support it's one SDK you use, and you build one binary, and that's it. It just runs everywhere if you choose to do. And then you submit it to one store. You submit it to one developer center that targets all these devices. You click a couple checkboxes, and there it is. Your application is available, and your users can actually download it and use it. And we work really hard to make sure you have the services that you need to build these applications. Things such as we talked this morning, like Timeline Service or Project Roam, that allows you to create experiences that go across many different devices, and they have a shared experience. But for today, I want to focus on the PC. I want to tell you what the Universal Windows platform can do for the PC. We announced at Build an expanded API surface. We work really hard to make sure that the UWP platform can be as powerful as the previous platforms and development platforms that we've had. We announced the new SQL Client connection, for example. It allows you to connect with the SQL databases directly to your applications. We have an open Windows platform roadmap. You can actually go online, you can see what we're working on, suggest new ideas, and upload different ideas. This lets you know that you can see what we're working on, so you can actually get an insight of what the engineers are planning to do with the platform and where the platform is going. And we've made a lot of improvements in the way that UWP applications are being installed on the machine. We want to make sure that machines are safe, there's no bloat, and you can actually uninstall the application if you need it really intelligently. We also added support for streaming install, so you can actually start an application without actually finishing the install. So you can start an install and run the application immediately when you have all the things that you need. We added support for much better telemetry into the Dev Center, so you can get analytics on who your users are, who's using it, who's downloading it, and much more different information that it wasn't possible before. And we're working with the community to make sure that you have the tools that you need to build these applications the way that you need to build them. We've started working on the Udalvi Community Toolkit that has over 80 or 90 contributors from the community. They're building controls and animations and helpers that anybody can use, and it's available for everybody for free. And we've announced a few weeks ago at Build that the store for business that allows you to have a store in your IT enterprise that allows you to have your own licenses and download and install application just for that business. And we are working with partners such as Telerik to bring their controls to the Udalvi platform to be able to use those controls for free as well. Now, I want to do a demo showing you some of these. So I'm going to specifically show you these four features for the platform. And I'm going to switch back really quickly to my PC. Now, the first thing I want to show you is enterprise. I want to show you how we're working with, so I'm going to show you how we're working with Telerik to make sure that their application, their control library, is available for everybody to use. So for example, let me switch over to this. There we go. So this is an application, demo application that we have. It's a fictional company called Northwind. They do Splinker systems. But I want to show you this view, the orders view. This is a data grid. This comes with the Telerik UI for UWP library, which has really awesome controls for development of any kind of business applications. And the data grid is something that you already are probably used to if you build applications for Windows and has everything that you would expect. We've also added some cool features to this, specifically for this application. For example, I have a pen here that works with the Surface Book. I can simply use this as if it was a piece of paper. I can simply just cross over items directly, and it will just ask me, hey, do you want to delete this? So it allows me to mix things such as touch as I'm scrolling through this, and I can just directly start using the pen. And it knows adaptively that I'm using a different input modality, and it can adapt to that. And this is available to everybody. This is available right now, so you can actually start implementing this. We simply used the data grid. We added a layer on top of it using the existing APIs for inking, which allow us to do this. And I'll show you some of that code a little bit on. Now, next, I want to show you the work we're doing with the Udalvi Community Toolkit. I have a little page here. It's empty right now. I want to implement it in front of you so you can see what this looks like. So here's the project for Visual Studio. And as I mentioned, the page is empty. There's nothing in here. Now, I'm going to use a sample app that we have in the store called Udalvi Community Toolkit Sample App. Anybody can download this right now. And this allows you to play with the toolkit, see what it has available for you to develop with, and actually directly copy it into your application. So for example, there's many different controls here you can choose from that will make sense to use within your application. Or maybe you want to use notification helpers to make it easy to add notifications to your application and add toast pop-ups, et cetera. Or maybe you want to use some animations, maybe one-line animation just to add blur. Or maybe you want to add several different animations, just chain them together, which the library allows you to do as well. And we have several helpers and social libraries as well that allow you to do pretty cool things. Now, I want to use a control inside my application. I'm going to use the master detail view. It's a really cool control. Essentially, is on the left side, there is a master view, which you can template and you can select different items. On the right side, there is a details view. So that way, you get more details about them if clicked. But we work really hard to make sure that this control can work on multiple different sizes and different devices. So for example, as I close down, as I make the size smaller, you can see the control automatically adapts. It uses the back button so I can go back, et cetera. And this is out of the box. Now, if I want to use this inside of my application, I can really easily do that. Go ahead, open it on time. Here's the code on the side. You can see here we have the XAML code. We have some of the C# code that we used, and we have a link to the documentation. You can directly get to it. Now, the XAML code is very simple. I'm going to grab it and copy it directly in my app. There it is. Now I'm going to change a few things. Of course, it's not going to work out of the box. So I want to bind to a different data source. So I'm going to do binding to the orders. And I'm going to change a few templates. The first template I want to change is the item template. It's the one that shows up on the left side, one that we have the list view that shows what this item looks like. I'm not going to use a data type. I'm just going to use good old school binding here. I'm going to remove a couple items. There it is. And I'm going to bind this text box just to the item itself and just use the toString method to visualize it. That's it, one template down. This next template is a details template. What does it look like when it's on the right side? I'm going to just remove everything that's in here because I want to have a custom view. I want to show the loyalty of my customers. I want to show how customers, what's the percentage from 0 to 100 of their loyalty towards my company. That way, I want to reward people that are more loyal, and I want to maybe punish people that are not so loyal. So I'm going to use a different control here. And this is a new control that's coming up with the next version of the toolkit called the radial progress bar. Essentially, what you would think it is, it's a progress bar that's a circle. Very simple, but it's something that, that many people have been asking for. So I'm going to change some properties here. Let me change the width, the height. I think that's pretty good. I'm going to go to the XAML and notice that all the properties automatically got applied in my code. So I can just copy this code directly into my application. I'm going to change this relative to a grid. I'm going to add this in here. And all I want to do is just change the value to bind it to the loyalty property on the order person. And I'm going to add a quick text block in here so I can also see the value in text. I'm going to bind the text to the loyalty. And then I'm going to apply a little, style to it that I already have. So this is a style right here that just sets a few properties to the text block. That's it. So let's go ahead and run this. And you can see with only a few controls and copy and pasting, I mean, who here is a copy and paste developer? I am. I think, OK, well, you guys are smarter than I am. OK, let's go ahead and run this. Let me go to loyalty. You can see here we have a UI now. You can click to each item. You can see as we click through, it shows us the loyalty. So for example, this customer here has a 94% loyalty, which is a good customer. We want to reward him, maybe give him a Bluetooth speaker. And let's see if we have this customer here has a 9% loyalty, so maybe we don't invite him to the next build tour, et cetera. That's pretty cool. Now, I want to show you what we're working in terms of packaging. So Udoopy application and package as an Apex. It's just the way that we package application. We've done a lot of work to streamline the way that this works. So I'm going to switch over to a different computer. I want to show you what an Apex looks like. So the one thing we added now is the streaming install, which allows me to start installing an application, and I can launch the application immediately when the application ticket's ready without finishing the install. So that way, we can still finish copying and installing items, but some of the beginning items actually are ready to be used. So for example, pay attention to this one. I'm going to install it and launch it immediately before it started, before it finishes. Install, launch. See, it's still going. I'm trying to access this. Doesn't exist. Oh, this guy already loaded. Still installing. And once it's finished, the content is ready, and I can start using it. Oops. Let's repeat that demo one more time. What machine is that on? There it is. I got confused a bit. So let's repeat that demo one more time. I'm going to uninstall the app so you can see that one more time. It's that quick. So we go uninstalling an app. So it's that easy to uninstall an app, right? You don't have to go to program files. Just uninstall it. It's right there from the start menu. So let's go ahead and install it one more time. I'm going to click install and watch this. Launch immediately. It's still installing. I'm trying to access London. London's not available. But all these different ones are available. And now once it's finished installing, I can click London, it's installed, there goes. So all the content is still there, so I can start using the application immediately. But that's not it. We also added the ability to do diff install, so that way you don't have to, when you update an application, you don't have to download everything to install the application. You just install the stuff that you need. You just download the stuff that it needs to update. So here I have two apps. Let me zoom in. Two apps, and you can see here, it's the same app, just a different version of the same app, version 1.0 and 2.0. And notice here the size of these apps. They're about half a gigabyte big. So you can see it's 578,529 kilobytes. And the other one is the update, the 2.0. It's only about 100 or so kilobytes bigger, but it's an update to it. So I'll go ahead and install the first one real quick. And notice how long it takes to install. So right now, it's taking all the files, it's copying them over, it's going to install them on the machine. It takes about 10 to 12 seconds to install the application. Not too bad, but still, it's not instantaneous. So I'm going to launch this. So before I launch this application, I'm going to tell you a little background. My team, a few weeks ago, created a video for what we call the Developer Guide to the Galaxy. And all this application does is just plays that video. Let's go ahead and do that. There it is. As you can see here, Developer's Guide to the Galaxy version 1.0.
Oh,
that's all it is. Pretty cool app, right?
Hey, hey.
But you notice there's not really any transport controls to do this. So I want to add this. So I have an updated Ash transport control with some cool things to it. So watch this, this next update to the application. Same size, a bit bigger, but notice how fast it installs. Done. Just it updated the stuff that it needs. Launch, see, version 2.0, much prettier, gives me a transport control. I can jump directly to the person I want to see. Look at that, isn't that great?
What? Right.
I want to find myself. That's my video. That was creepy.
Hey. Hey. How you doing?
Where's my wife?
Anyway, isn't that great? Now, a few more things I want to show you here. I'm not done yet. So I've talked about expanded API service. Here we go. Talked about expanded API service, and I'll show you some of the inking stuff that we have here. So for the next demo, I'm going to need some help from the audience. So let's see. Raise of hand. Who wants to come up on stage and take a selfie with me? Raise of hands. OK, Petri wants to come up, apparently. Nobody else? One more person. One more person. Who wants to come up? Raise your hands. OK, right there. Let's do this. Come on back here. Let's take a selfie. Okay. Hi. There we go. Let's all take a selfie. Come on, Petri, get in the picture. Yay, clowns. Okay, great. There's the selfie. Let's go ahead and edit. So this is my app. And I'm going to use my pen to do something fun. Thank you so much. I want to cherish this forever. Check this out. We talked about clowns. We have the workshop tomorrow that's all about the nosy company. So I want to prepare for that. So I'm going to change the color here to red. I'm going to make myself a little nose. There it is. You recognize my inking? It made a little nose for me. Let's add a little nose for our friend. There you go. Now, there's a person in the middle that I don't like that much. I don't know why he came up here. So I'm just going to remove you. There we go. Isn't that great? That's a great photo. Now, these are new APIs that we've added to the UWB platform that allow you to do object recognition and stroke recognition on actual inking strokes. All you need to do is add inking to your application is essentially one line of code. You just add an ink canvas wherever you want it, and that allows you to do inking. And then you can add the ink toolbar if you want. It allows you to choose the color and choose what kind of inking you want to do. Easy, easy stuff. And then the stuff that we added in the next release is the recognition for objects and for drawing. So for example, here, I'm using what's called an ink analyzer. And I can simply call, take all the strokes that, once I lift off the pen, take all the strokes, and simply just recognize, is it a circle, ellipse, or a rectangle square, and then apply what I need to do it. So you can do really cool things. You can also do list items. And we have some more shapes that I can recognize. And we keep adding more stuff to it. So it's really cool. And we've also added some new cool stuff in terms of design. So let me go ahead and launch this application one more time. Northwind. I want to show you something that you might have not noticed at the beginning, which is this kind of semi-transparent window on top. You guys see that? You see how the background kind of bleeds in? Look at that. So this is something that's new that's coming in the Fall Creators update. It's something that any developer can do. And it's as simply as just adding a brush to your application. We have added this new called acrylic brush, essentially a new material. It lives in the media namespace, the Windows UI XAML media. You simply choose a color, a thin color, what kind of color you want. You choose a background source. It either can be the actual background of the application, so it bleeds back of it, or you can have a backdrop, so it actually bleeds behind a different UI within your application. You set some few things like opacity and the fallback color when actually it's not supported on devices. And that's easy. You just add it to your application. We've also had APIs for doing awesome animations, so you can actually have really great motion within your applications. So let's take a look at this application. Take a look at this first motion here. When I click this item at the bottom, right here, you see that item, the little hose? You see how abrupt that was? There was no animation there. It was horrible, right? Now, what if you can add actual animation? So this was a page navigation. So I'm going to navigate to a different page. What if I click the second item? Watch this. You see how the item actually animated up to the next page? This was a full-on page navigation where the old page navigated away and the new page came on top of it. Let's see that one more time. Watch this. See that? Very cool. And it's very easy to add this type of animations to your application. So let me show you how this works. I have two sets of animations, two sets of pages I want to show you this. First is the page I'm navigating from, and the second is the page I'm navigating to. So in the page I'm navigating from, I simply use the animation, the connected animation service, to tell it, hey, I'm about to navigate to a page. Here's an element. I want to navigate from this page to this page. So take this element, get it ready, because when I navigate, I'm going to ask you to navigate it away to that page. When I get to that page, I actually navigate to the second page. I call the connected animation service again, and I try to get the animation that I already initiated in the previous page and say, OK, go ahead and start this animation now. It's going to take that element, take it away from that page, move it where it needs to be on the second page, and paste it in there, and just mix that fluidity very nicely. It works really, really great. What do you guys think? Good. Great. Now that's it for slides. I want to show you a bit more. I want to talk a bit more about the design I just showed you. So what I showed you, the acrylic, the connected animation, that's all part of a new Fluent design system that we've created. It makes it easier for you to make very engaging experiences for your application. And it supports, and it's made up of many different elements, of five different elements. First is light. And we've building this as part of the platform, and Light enables your users to focus on what you want them to focus on. It draws their attention directly to just the element that you want them to focus on. We've also are thinking about depth. How do we take our application from a single layer application and add multiple layers to it so that we can have this kind of different types of elements working together and different types of layers working together? And how do you add motion to take the user from one task to the other task? You as a developer, you need to write a story to take the developer, to make the developer actually be engaged with the application. And motion enables that really, really easily. As well as material, you saw the acrylic material that we have in the application I just showed. It's a physical material that we're bringing into the digital world that makes the application much more natural and much more realistic to the user. And finally, we are adding scale. It's a way to take your 2D applications and actually take it into multiple dimensions on the multiple devices that support these dimensions. We started from zero dimensions, such as voice, which is not really a dimension, and you can support all the way up to third dimension, such as the mixed reality stuff that we just showed. So whole new stuff that, with the new Fall Creators update, you're going to see a lot more controls supporting this, and you're going to see a lot more stuff with this coming up in the future as well. And finally, once you're done with developing your beautiful applications and you're ready to submit to the store, I'll tell you a bit about the store, what you need to know. Now, the Windows Store has been around since Windows 8. And one of the reasons why you want to actually use the Windows Store is because it's one of the most popular stores out there, because it runs on over 500 million active devices currently and over 200 plus markets. And we've added a lot more stuff to it than before. We now have music and movies and games and books that are engaging the users to come to the store. And when the users come to the store, they stay and look for more stuff, and they look for your apps. And we started to promote more and more of your applications across Windows to more different services, such as the Start menu, the Start screen, et cetera. And the Windows Store is a great commerce, digital commerce platform that supports everything you would expect from it, such as in-app purchases, paid apps, subscriptions, et cetera. And we've added, we're partners with over 180 different mobile operators to support mobile operator billing. And as I mentioned before, we now support the Store for Business, which allows you to have a great experience for your IT as well. And then on top of that, we have a great developer center experience with things such as analytics, demographics, so you can see who's using your application, You can assign roles to different users within your organization and manage things such as app submissions and metadata management. And then we've created a way for you to have really cool engagement services and sales. So you can actually integrate with social services, et cetera, to get more users to come and use your application. We spent a lot of time to make sure that the store experience for the users is the best experience possible and something that nobody else does. If you notice here in this video, you can notice that the actual store has a video embedded in it. So you can actually bring the user in into the experience itself. And you can actually, this is available right now. You have an insider build. You should be able to actually see this experience. And this is not something that nobody else does within the store. Now, once you have the store once you have your application in the store, you want to know how your application is doing. So you need to know how the developer center works for your applications. This is what it looks like right now. And this is the developer center for the UW Community Toolkit sample app. So it's not a very popular app. It's a developer application. But we still have, currently in the last 6 months, we've had over, you can notice, about 13,000 views, of page views, into the store. So people have been to the store 13,000 times and seen the application. So in this view, you can actually see how many times, what the acquisition rate has been for my application, how many people have users have actually downloaded my application. And you can see in our update 1.3 for the sample app, we had a big spike for that one day. So it's really cool to see. You can also see a lot of cool stuff here. You can see who's downloading your application and what market is the most popular. You can get the demographic of the users downloading your application. And you can also see how many conversions you had per channel. For example, you can see if you have any social marketing campaigns. You can see if those are bringing in users to download your application as well. And then once the users are downloading your application, you want to know if they're actually using it. So we have a user statistic. You can actually see who's using it and where they're using it and breakdown depending on the version. And as well as if the application is doing great. Is it crashing? And if it is crashing, how do you fix that? So we provide you a way to get the stack trace so you can actually debug this. You notice here we've had about 156 crashes with one of the releases for the store for the sample app. And we pushed an update that actually minimized that number as well. So that's all I want to talk to you about. There hasn't been a better time to develop for the UW platform. And I really hope that you guys have a lot of fun with this. And if you have any questions, please find me later at the QA session. And we'll answer all your questions. Everything I talked about, you find links at ak.msbuildtour. And if anything's missing, find me around here. And then we can chat. We can add it on there. And then I want to invite Petri next to come on stage. Thank you.